Today, those demanding an independent review of Pharmac presented a petition to Parliament that has so far been signed by more than 100,000 people. Malcolm Mulholland, whose wife Wiki has stage 4 breast cancer, is the spokesperson for Patient Voice Aotearoa, and he was at Parliament today and he joins us now. Kia ora, Malcolm.
Kia ora, Karen.
Look, pretty wet out there today. I hope you're home and dry.
Yeah, very much. It was hot showers in front of the fire, just thawing out. The weather really was pretty miserable.
Wasn't it? Well, you're calling for an independent review of Pharmac, but there's one in the works at the moment. However, it doesn't include funding?
Yeah, that's right. And it also doesn't include past decisions that Pharmac has made. So some members of the public might be aware that Pharmac have been appearing before the Chief Coroner regarding an epilepsy switch, lamotrigine, whereby potentially people have died as a result of that switch, and it went against international guidelines. And we suspect that that's the reason why they've admitted past decisions. But, you know, that alongside the way in which they're funded, and it's not so much a case of, you know, going, we need to fund Pharmac X amount, although we've done our best attempt. It's more about how do they calculate what Pharmac needs and how is that advice being fed to the minister. So that was really what we were hoping to highlight as a result of that.
More transparency from Pharmac.
Yeah, massively so. I mean, look, over the past, I think it was about a fortnight ago, we had a story come out whereby it was revealed that Pharmac's own internal waiting list, these are drugs that really do need to be funded, came with a price tag of $417 million. Yet, when we go back and we look at their previous budget bids, in some years they're asking for nothing. In 2018, for example, they gave back $200 million, which enabled the government to pay for the increase in nurse wages. So definitely more transparency.
So you're asking to double Pharmac's funding and triple it within 2 years. At the moment, they get something like $1.04 billion annually?
Yeah, that's right. At best, it's a little bit difficult to really ascertain how much Pharmac get. Keeping in mind it's a medicines budget for the population. So there have been a number of increases that have been made, especially since COVID has hit. And they've come about as a result of some of their self-supply agreements going belly up because they were operating that high-risk model, which other countries weren't. And so they found, you know, once the supplier went down the gurgler, they then had another supplier that they could call upon. That wasn't the case in New Zealand, so the government had to bail them out. But how do we get to that figure? Well, basically, we know that we're about the 20th out of 22 OECD countries when it comes to how much vote health is put on medicines. And so we've just calculated that, that in order to get at least within shot of Australia, we'd need to double it. And then if we wanted to reach the OECD average in terms of medicine spend and vote health, we'd have to triple it.
There seemed to be some support, more than a little support, from the Health Minister, Andrew Little, today. But what do you think, you know, his response to this is going to be?
Look, we're forever hopeful. We're always the optimists. And so we're really hoping next week's budget we see some massive announcements made around Pharmac's budget. I just think it's at a point, at a tipping point, whereby it's affecting so many New Zealanders, the government has to act. And some of these drugs that people are calling out for, they're not new drugs, which is what the politicians tend to coin them as. They're actually quite old drugs, especially in oncology. So you've got the likes of Avastin, C-Tux for bowel, Keytruda for lung and other applications. And they've been funded for a number of years overseas. So these are some of the drugs that some of the patients we represent have been calling out for now for a number of years.
Well, their chief executive, Sarah Fitz, said there will always be more medicines than they want to fund. It comes down to money, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And money's a political decision because at the end of the day, Pharmac can't fund itself. Only the government can. I have heard as a rebuttal to what it is we're trying to achieve that we can never fund every medicine in the world. That's simply not our aim. It's really just to be average. And that may sound a little bit underwhelming, but I think New Zealanders are coming to the realisation now that we are missing out massively on a high number of medicines. So even though Pharmac revealed there are some 73 drugs for over 100 applications they wanted to fund for $400 million, we know that there are another 270 drugs within their system where they haven't made a final decision, should they be funded or not. I think that really does highlight the massive gap that we have in terms of medicine access in New Zealand.
And in your own situation, how's your wife, how's Wiki going?
Wiki's going really well at the moment. We've been through a few lines of treatment, and so she's currently on a chemo drug, but Wiki was down there in Wellington braving that weather, and you know, as a husband, as a father, because we took our kids down, I just couldn't be more proud of her. And she actually had a lot of colleagues that have been on us with this journey 3 years ago since she was first diagnosed, who were braving that weather, all of whom had metastatic breast cancer. So it was a very emotional, very powerful day.
Thanks for joining us, Malcolm.
Thank you.
That's Malcolm Mulholland there.